Episode 2243, Are You Leading in Your Everyday?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is a brand new day. It's a brand new week. So rise and shine. It is time to open up your mind to something much bigger than you can ever imagine. Now, for 1 second, just a second here, I want you to think about what it would be like if you were the leader in everything that you did. Are you leading in your everyday? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. And by the way, the AIM Academy, it launches this month. Oh my goodness. So be sure you're signed up for the newsletter and stay tuned right here for all the scoop. Yes, you're going to want to stay tuned. It's going to be incredible. I'm so excited for you and probably more so for me. All right, let's dive in. Leadership. Leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making sure that impact lasts in your absence. Are you leading in your everyday? Now I got to pause for just a minute because I don't think, if we were very honest, if I was to take a poll, you probably in your middle school years would have said, I'm not a leader, unless if you were president of the student council or vice president or something like that, right? Then if we took another poll in high school and said, do you consider yourself a leader? You might say yes or no based on a position you were holding. Same goes with college. Now let's get into real world, real life. And if I asked you, are you a leader? And not just any leader, are you leading in your everyday? Because you see, I think sometimes our scope of leadership is so narrow that we forget that leaders, oh no, everyone can be a leader. And it's not just any day, but your everyday. Have you ever considered yourself a leader in your everyday? Most people think about leaders when it comes to business or politics. We're not going there though. But what about solopreneurs? What about the stay-at-home moms and dads? What about the volunteers? What about your volunteer parent that comes in to help in the classroom? I know this year's a little bit different. So was last year. But as a whole, what about all of those people? We are all leaders in some form or fashion in our everyday. However, what is disappointing is that we don't see ourselves as such. When we look in the mirror, if I was to poll you and I said, are you a leader? You probably immediately said no, unless you had some form of a title attached to it that said, you know, your skills that you needed to have would be leadership. You can lead other people. Most of us don't consider ourselves leaders, yet we all are. Because what it boils down to, honestly, I mean, can I just be real with you? I know I can, so I'm going to be. There's an assumption that leaders require titles, but the best leaders have no titles. Zero, zilcho, no title whatsoever. And that means you. You are an everyday leader, very much like a tiger. The one who is lurking in the distance, watching diligently, ready to pounce when needed. You are fierce with purpose, passionate with presence, and bold with impact. So rise up and lead in your everyday. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Rise and lead in your everyday. It's not about, I've got to have my title. Is it on my job description? Oh, I'm supposed to take care and manage 4 other employees. Did you know that a customer service rep can actually be a leader? But how many times, I mean, seriously, think about this. How many times have you called and talked to a customer service representative at any company? I have recently, just last week. In fact, I've talked to 4 of them last week. I'm going to be talking to more this week. But how many of them do you think that they believe that they are actually leaders? Okay, my honest opinion, zero. None of them consider themselves leaders. But yet, what are they trying to do? They're trying to take care of us, the customer. That means they are leading us. They're helping us understand, and they're taking us to a place where we can usually fix our problem or come up with a solution of some form or fashion, whatever it is, whether we're talking to a bank or we're talking to maybe our home insurance. You know, weather has been crazy. So maybe people have been making calls to their insurance agents, right? We have people who are leading that don't even know that they're leaders. And then we have those that are sitting back and that are leading that don't really understand that they are leading. However, the question mark still remains, but I don't consider myself a leader, yet you are. So I'm asking you today to rise and lead in your everyday from where you stand. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you are a leader. You're the CEO of the family. Whether you want to or not, that is what you are. If you deal with finances in your family, you're the CFO. If you're a solopreneur, you are a leader. You're growing your business. You're leading your customers. You're also a leader when it comes to dealing with other companies. You need their service. They want your service, but you're leading them also. We are all leaders. And it'd be really great if we would start acting like them. So what does it look like in real life to rise and lead in your everyday? Number one, bridge the gap for those unseen and unheard. This to me is a big one. This is where you can help those rise up when they seem fragile or unsure of themselves. How many people just need somebody to come beside them and say, you know what? You're pretty awesome at what you do. Thank you. What is it like just to extend a hand and say, here you go? I was traveling this weekend and I was in the bathroom. We stopped for a potty break. Believe it or not, yes, every once in a while you have to empty the bladder, right? I know TMI, but we're going there anyway. Why are all my stories wrapped around bathrooms? Have you noticed that? I'm sure you're scratching your head and maybe smiling and laughing. You got to laugh a little bit on a Monday morning or Monday afternoon or any day during the week. So that's my little fun for you today. But yes, we're in the bathroom again. And I'm washing my hands, and there was this other lady who had just come out of the stall, and so we're both washing our hands, and I went to get a paper towel. And so I initiated the roll, and she was already ready, and I said, here you go, ma'am. Now remember, I've got my mask on, so it's more like, here you go, ma'am. You know, you can't really understand because you got the mask on. And she's like, oh, and I kind of surprised her, alarmed her just a little bit, as if she was like, I didn't expect you to do this for me. Right? And so she may have thought that she was unseen, but I saw her and I helped her. I assisted her. Believe it or not, that is leading. And guess what she did in turn? She said, oh, well, let me help you. And she gave me my paper towel. Now, how awesome is that? Two women in the bathroom washing hands, yet both of us leading each other. And understand, we only saw half of ourselves because we were talking through a mask. We only saw our eyes, but guess what? We also saw each other, which means we saw each other's heart. Bridge the gap for those unseen and unheard. That's so important. That's how you can lead in your everyday. When you go to your grocery store and you've got somebody that's putting away the lettuce, I love my lettuce. Have you noticed? I love my lettuce. Or they're putting away the meat in the meat department, or they're stacking cans. I go very, very early in the morning shopping because I don't want a lot of crowds around me. And so I see the clerks there working hard, stacking the shelves. And you know what? At least three people I say something to. Hey, good morning. How are you? Some of them are startled because they're not expecting anybody to talk to them, but I acknowledge who they are. And then I say, hey, I just want you to know, thanks for what you do. I appreciate being able to come and find what I need. And it's because of you that I get to do that. They're really taken by surprise. But guess what? I really mean it. They're seen and heard. And in that moment, I'm leading, right? I'm leading in my everyday. I'm not managing them. I'm not over them. I'm simply a customer that's buying things. But in that moment, I'm a leader in my everyday. So bridge that gap. Number two, train future leaders with your actions. Actions speak louder than words. And actually, I don't know that I believe that statement wholly. I believe more so that action speaks more boldly than words, because words have power, but actions what? Support the words. It gives like that extra push, that fire, that dynamite that's like, yeah, she really meant it, because it wasn't just words, but she followed it up with action. And that's the key here. People are always watching. Always watching. Regardless if you're in an official position of leadership, stand in your leadership shoes. Stand in them. Stand in them for your family. Stand in them for your spouse, with your spouse. Stand in them for your children. How many times do we sit back when really we should be speaking up and taking action on something? Taking aim and saying, you know what? Yeah, we can do this. You got little eyes watching you called your children. Train future leaders with your actions. Let them see that there is power behind actions. And I'm not talking about being a jerk. You know that. That's not being a great leader. It's coming from the heart and serving from the heart the right way. So train future leaders with your actions. And finally, number three, lead with gratitude. I love this one. Gratitude is so underrated. It should be the number one thing that we do every single day. Appreciation is golden. If someone feels appreciated, there is this innermost magnetic pull that just like sucks them in, like, oh my gosh, like, you really are appreciative of me? Go back to the clerk that is stacking the shelves for me at the grocery store, and I say, thank you for doing that. And they're startled that I'm actually having a conversation with them. You're not startled that I'm having a conversation with them, but they are. Because that's what I do every day, right? I have conversations with strangers because that's what I love doing. I love seeing somebody smile even with their mask on. I love seeing their eyes light up. Gratitude does that. And when you lead with gratitude, they want to be a part of the movement, whatever you're doing. If they're stacking the shelves, they're like, wow, she really appreciated me. I'm going to stack a little bit faster. This is going to be a great day. Because have you ever rolled out of bed, gotten up, looked in the mirror and like, oh my gosh, what happened to you? And then you go to work or you go and do life and then you're like, oh, this is getting so hard. And one person holds the door open for you. One person says how cute you look in your outfit. One person says how awesome of a mom you are. You're like, wow, it sets the tone, doesn't it? It gives you that little battery kick. Have you ever had to jumpstart your car and you hear it when you turn it on? I know most of our stuff is push button, but it's still, you hear it, right? It's like this little like crank, and then it just like rum, and the engine just like lights up. When you lead with gratitude, that's what it does to the heart. It's like, boom, it's on fire, a good fire. You see, we forget that all of us are leaders. Because we think we have to have titles. We have to have a name attached to us that says, this is who you are. No. You are a leader because of whose you are. Bridge the gap. Train future leaders and lead with gratitude. Now, this doesn't happen overnight. It does take a lot of practice, but understand, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Leaders are not born overnight. They're created in their everyday. Your everyday. So are you ready to be the leader in your everyday? Are you ready to show up and say, you know what? Yeah, I am running a business. I do feel good about myself. Yes, I am running a household. It's a little bit crazy right now. I don't have all the answers, but I'm going to do it with my head held high. I got this. I am a leader. And no, will I do everything perfect as a leader? No leader does anything perfect. None. The only leader that ever did anything perfect was Jesus Christ himself. But other than that, Nobody has. Nobody. And so therefore, know that you're going to do the best that you know how at the time that you're doing it. So go out today, be that leader in your everyday, and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.